from KQED.
During this Black History Month, we take a look at the intersection of two cultures through music. Let's begin with a San Franciscan whose music you might recognize.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin.
In the late 50s, Chances Are became the first number one single by Johnny Mathis. But San Francisco's Contemporary Jewish Museum is honoring him for a very different kind of song. Kol Nidre, or All Vows, is an Aramaic song heard during Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement. It's one of three Jewish songs Mathis recorded on an album of religious music. American Jews and blacks have a complex history, sometimes united on civil rights issues, sometimes divided over issues of economic opportunity and social status. During a program in his honor at the museum, Mathis said he saw that tension played out, but he never really understood it.
I tried to pursue my associations with people that I came in contact with, and a lot of them were Jewish. You know, you come to the realization that if you don't know someone, you're bound to fantasize about them or listen to what someone else who doesn't know them has to say about them.
Mathis is one of many black artists represented in the museum's exhibit, Black Sabbath, The Secret Musical History of Black Jewish Relations. Roger Bennett of the Idelson Society for Musical Preservation helped compile a CD that inspired the exhibit. Bennett was impressed by Mathis's skill with a song that's hardly easy listening.
The thing that was so surprising was that a singer who was recording a Christmas album realized that his musicians were all Jewish, that his producer was Jewish, and the band leader was Jewish. And when they turned around after a couple of days and said, "Can you record one of our songs?" he laughed and said, "Sure."
The songs on Black Sabbath are diverse, from silly tunes by jive singer Slim Gaylard.
Oh, well, a matzo balls, a filled the fish, the best old dish I ever had. A matzo balls, a filled the fish, it makes you order up an extra dish.
To folk dance music sung in Hebrew by jazz legend Nina Simone. To a civil rights protest song by Lena Horne, set to the tune of Hava Nagila.
Now is the moment, now is the moment, come on, we put it off long enough.
Mathis says he was also influenced by the civil rights movement, but Kol Nidre was mostly a chance to show his versatility as an artist.
I knew that it was acceptable to bare your soul musically, but I had never had an opportunity. I'd never had the music to do that with. And here was my chance, singing the Kol Nidre. You know, I was 23, and I just did it. That was it. And I, there's a little bit of over the top.
You can explore more music from the Black Sabbath exhibit and watch the Idelson Society's interview with Johnny Mathis about Kol Nidre online at kqednews.org.